the final Sunday, unveiling a little before.
Yeah, we're on Daf Tesam at Aleph, and Gemara Gittin Daf Tesam at Aleph. Rabbi Kaplan mentioned that he has yard site tonight for his father. We're on Daf Tesam at Aleph, and Gemara Gittin Daf Tesam at Aleph. Rabbi Kaplan mentioned that he has yard site tonight for his father, so we'll dedicate the learning in his memory. Rabbar Yalei B'Reb Eliyahu, Sifayna Livrach. We're in the middle of the sugya of Palgin and Dibura. There was a machloikis Abaye V'Rav, just to review again. And we'll start again from the Mishnah. Ha'isha Shehiviya, let's start again. If a shliach lohailoche comes from, brings a get from Kutzalor to Eretz Yisrael, she has to say b'fan enechta b'fan enechta. What if the Isha has her own, let's say the Baal gave the get directly to the Isha, then there's no need to say b'fan enechta. Only when a shliach brings the get, he has to say b'fan enechta. In Eretz Yisrael, even if a shliach brings the get, there's no need to say b'fan enechta b'fan enechta. And then the woman holds on to the get, and that serves as a haichacha, that serves as a shtar raya, that she was nizgarsha already. If a person, let's say, holds on, I have a shtar that says that you owe me a fortune of money. So if I ask you for the money, and you say that you never borrowed the money, you tainu the shtar is mezuyif. So if you tainu mezuyif, then I have to be mekayim the shtar. If you don't tainu mezuyif, so shtika kohidah. So the fact that you don't tainu mezuyif, that itself is a haidu as baldin, that you're mekayim the shtar. You yourself are made that the shtar is an emezdik shtar. So of course I don't have to make kiyum. What if you're not even here? You're away on vacation, and I want to take away your karka shalai b'fanecha. Or I claim the yorshim are sitting shiva, and I come to the shiva, and I produce the shtar, and I say that I claim $1 million the father borrowed from me. The father's not alive, that he should be makrish. The children don't know to be makrish. They don't know one way or the other. So the Gemara says, the Pashup Shat is that Taininon, Ashaylan Taisis, where you say Taininon. But the Pashtus is that you say Taininon, you say Taininon Lokuches, and Bezin says that you have to first be Mekayim the shtar, and if not, we're not going to let you collect Shalei B'fonim. Shalei B'fonim means you're coming to collect from the Lokuches. You're coming to collect from the Yisaimim, so you can only collect if you make a Kiyum HaShtar. Here, the woman, let's say, is walking around, she has the get. And she wants to remarry. She lives in a community where everybody knows that she was married for many years. If she comes to a city where we don't know who she is, and she says, Eishis Isho Ishi, even is Garashti, even if she doesn't even have the get, she said, Pesha Asa Pesha Ita, we don't know that she's an Eishis Ish. To the best of our knowledge, she was never married since the day that she was born. But if she lived in this community, we know she's Becheska Seishisish, and she claims Nizgarashti. So then we don't believe her unless she has the get. So the Shah said, what good is it that she has the get that has chasimis? If the Baal would be here, the Baal would be Nemon to Yesh Olavarim. The Gemara said Yesh Olavarim means either two Edim or the Baal. The Baal has a special Nemon is to be Ma'ara on the get. So if the Baal would have been here, and he would be Ma'ara to say that the get is not Emes, it's Mezuyev, so he would be believed, she would need Kiyum. So what good is it that the Baal is not here? It's like a person wants to collect Shaloi B'fonov. That you say Tainina? That was the question that we posed. So Taisa says, Mishumi guna kila berabono. Taisa says, the whole din of Mizuyev, that someone can Taina Mizuyev and require a Kiyum HaShtar, the whole din is only mid the Rabbonim. In Atar we say, there's no need for any Kiyum HaShtar. Edim Achsim HaShtar, Nasa Kemishin, Nechkwe, Zusim, Bezin, you don't need any Kiyum. Since the whole need for Kiyum, even when someone tainas mezuyif, is only with the Rabbanon, so Mishumi going to kill the Rabbanon. So the question is, what are you going to explain? What about by an Evet Kanaini? An Evet Kanaini lives in a community, and we know for years who he is, he's an Evet Kanaini. One fine day, the Odon is in Eretz Yisrael on vacation, and the Evet is leaving. The Evet is packing up his belongings, and he's leaving the Odon's home. And people say, how you talking? You're gone if you're running away from the Odon, you have no right to run away. So he produces a shtar shichud that the Yodin freed him. So the Yodin is not here. If the Yodin would be here, he would say mezuyev. So the Eved would have to make a kiyum ashtar first before he walks off. So the Yodin is not here. So shouldn't we tie him mezuyev on behalf of the Yodin? So the Gemara says you don't tie him mezuyev. The Eved comes and he has a shtar. So it's like the Isha has a shtar. The Eved has a shtar. You say lo lo meisha. That's what someone pointed out last week. You say lo lo meisha the gzera shava. That a shtar shichra is the same as a get isha. Not only been a get to all the dinim deraisa that you need ksiva lishma, and if you write b'mechuber is possible, you even say lo lo meisha been a get to the din derabanan also. And just like nishumi guna kila berabanan, so too by the yevik naini. So what kind of a din? What nishumi guna is a special reason for igun?
Isn't there a history for to free a slave?
Yeah.
So isn't that a thing to show that the
shichra is
also,
because
it's a reason to suspect that it's mezuyah.
That it's mezuyah. Okay. Yeah. Some cases it's mutter to me, mishach. Let's say someone paid me a fortune of money if I'll free the Eved. So then I'm permitted to free the Eved.
In general,
to do it for nothing, you're not allowed.
Because it becomes a mitzvah.
Oh, so you could say because the Eved becomes a mitzvah of the mitzvah.
So it's the same.
Taisa is right such a lashon. This is right such a lashon a little late on Daf Yud. We're going to get to it yet, maybe tonight, next week. So just like we have a consideration, Mishum Iguna, Kile Brabonim, we have a reason why we want to be Mako. So to by the Yeved, there's a special reason why we want to be Mako by the Yeved also. We want him to be Mechuyev Mitzvahs. That's one way to explain it. Now we mentioned last week and 2 weeks ago, we mentioned the idea that the Ran brings out. Radovala Soloveitchik in a Sefer on the Rambam quotes this from the Ran. The Ran on Daf Gimel, those who have a Rif. The Ran on page Gimel Amud Aleph and the Daf in the Rif, doesn't matter, you don't need it. So the Ran writes a Loshen. And he says the reason why you don't say Taininon over here is because the whole idea that Bezin Tain is on behalf of somebody else is only on behalf of the Mukhzor. I won't be able to speak. Thank you.
Okay.
The only time you say Taininon is on behalf of the Mukhzor. Let's say the Balabas is not here, he's on vacation in Eretz Yisrael, and I want to walk off with his property. The Bezin says, what are you doing, Taininon? How can you walk off with his property? Or the person died and you say, I'm sitting Shiva and I come with a shtar, I want to collect. The Bezin says, what do you mean? They're muchzokim on the money. Even though you have a raya, you have a shtar. But the Bezin Tain is mezuyev to support the muchzok. But over here, what is it? You say the husband is muchzok on his wife? No. Hamoytz mecharel of haraya. Muchzok is a concept that only applies in mamonis. It doesn't apply in Issa Deheta. That's what the Ran explains over here. Ein isha zuma mona shal abal ala b'shus atzmehi lehinasei. The wife is not the possession of her husband that the Bezin Shetayne mezuyev to support the claims of the husband. And the same thing by the Eved Kenayni, we explained there are two kinyon. There's a kinyon mamon and there's a kinyon isa. The kinyon mamon is kishar v'chamoro. This talk is just plain old mamon is. But the kinyon isa is that this is Issa Veheta, so that's what the Ran means to say. In the area of Issa Veheta, the whole concept of Taininon doesn't apply.
The Indian of where he said Mechuyev Mitzvahs. Why should you say Mechuyev Mitzvahs? Is it a mitzvah to make a goy just like Kosher Gerim Kasapacha? So we say you don't want Gerim, so why should we want to get a goy to do mitzvahs? I mean, what's the Indian?
We're talking an Eved Kenayni whom the Odon is interested in freeing, and it may even be that he already did free him. So to make Chumris with the Rabbanah to say that we don't believe that he freed him, and to make it, the Gemara is going to say, to make it more difficult on that test, to make it more difficult for the Odon to free him, so we say no. If the Odon wants to free him already for some reason, and he already was observing mitzvah, so leave it on the Din Deraisa. Let him free him already. Follow the din of their eyes. So Nachma, what do we learn? On the level of their eyes, you don't tie the mezuyah. The person has a shtar, so we assume the shtar is authentic. On the level of the Rabbanon, the person can't tie the mezuyah, even in a shtar, even in a get. Mieshalavirim goes if the Baal, if the husband says that it's mezuyif. So there isn't a monis. But if the husband is not here, the yodan is not here, then we're going to say tanina nan de be here. Sad kidei kach, we don't say that. That's what it says in the Gemara. Whatever the hesber is, Taisa said, because here is a reason. Here's a reason. Taisa said, mishum miguna kila berabbona. He wanted to become a chuyiv in mitzvahs. And the Ran said a different hesber that Rabbelvela liked, that it's isa vehesber. So what's the din? That's what we started learning last week. What's the din? And Evet, what's the din like this? The Odon gives the Evet Knaini a shtar that says Hariato Mishukhur, Hariato Ben Chor. So that's a shtar shichur? That we know. That's shichur shtar. What if the Odon gives the Evet a shtar that says Kol Nechosa Knuim Lucho B'matone? So the Evet himself is included in the Kol Nechosa. So the Mishnah in Pei was Mechadish, that's an acceptable Nusaf, that's a valid text for shtar shichur. Shaila was, what if the Odon gives him a shtar, kol nechasa k'nui l'cho b'matona, and so lost the chayis, that the shtar is only going to be effective when it gets to the shichur. The shtar is not going to help when it gets to the shar nechasa. Why? What's the hechatimtsa? So the Gemara started off like this. The Eved has the shtar that says, kol nechasa k'nui l'cho b'matona, when it gets to all the other nechasim of the Odon, all the karkos, all the metal from everything else, so the Bezdin will say, tainino, the Odon is not around. And the Eved wants to clean everything up. He wants to walk off with the television and the automobile and all the clothing and the furniture and all the library and everything. So the Bezdin says, what are you talking about? Tanina, we tied him, maybe it's Mezuyif. The Balabas is not here. So Shalai Befonov, we tied him Mezuyif on behalf of the Balabas. But what about for the Eved himself? On the Shichur of the Eved today, we don't say Tanina, either because it's we want it to be Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs. We leave it on a Din Deraisa because it's treated like Yisa Vehetah, fine. So the Shaila is,
why should you be worried more about somebody losing some money rather than be worried that if we don't come to Tainin, there will be a Nisar Erva for Daira Daira?
On the level of the Reis, there's no Chashash Mezuyif. On the level of the Reis, the Shtar is good the way it is. That was Midirabon. And Midirabon, and if the Odon Tain is Mezuyif, we'll believe him. But that we should say Taninon, we should put the words in his mouth when he's not here. Satkadei Kaf, we only do that by Dini Mamas. Hamoitzim Machaber all of our right. Special Din, Hamoitzim Machaber. Taisus points out that we kill a person based on a Roi. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Tes where the Gemara says, one might have thought that in Din Nefashis, when it comes to giving Einish Miso, you shouldn't follow Roi. State Vehitzila Hoedo. You always have to be Mahapach Dischusay of the Nidoi. So nonetheless, the Gemara proves conclusively that you do follow Roi. You give an Einish Miso based on a Roi. But to be Moitzim Mamas based on a Roi, not. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to kill a person than to be Moitzi Mamon based on the Rav. Someone told me that in American law is like that. They told me that if someone is sick and dying in a hospital, and I come in and I say I'm the next of kin, and I give instructions they should not treat him, they should just let him die, no more life support system, so they'll believe him. But if I go to the bank and I'll say I'm the next of kin and I want all the money, they won't give me $5. They won't give me anything from the bank. That's the halacha. When it comes to Dini Mamon, you need a bigger biro than when it comes to Dini Nefashis. Sometimes to Din Nefashis, you need less biro. Why? Because the concept of Muchzok only applies in Din Mamas. You don't say a person is Muchzok on his life. How can you take away his life? He's Muchzok on his life. And Amoitz Machabel of Harayah, and Hochem and Mom and Acher Aroi. So Taisa says no. And Hochem and Mom Acher is only by Mom, not by Din Nefashis. By Din Nefashis, you do follow Aroi. You can give an Anish Misa based on Aroi. Yeah. So similar over here, such a Din. When the Eved comes and he has a shtar shichrur that says kol nechasa k'nuim l'cho b'matono, kol nechasa k'nuim l'cho b'matono, but the Eved is not able to be mekayim. Let's say the Eved is unable to be mekayim the shtar shichrur. So b'negeya to the called shar nechasim, so Bezin says tainina mezuyif. We advance the tainina mezuyif. We don't let him take all the other nechasim. When they get to the shichrur, when they get to freeing the Eved, we do believe him. We take his word for it, that it's not mezuyah. So that's what Rabbah holds, pagin and dibura. What does it mean, pagin and dibura? A shtar shichur that says, kol nechosai. And selos techais, that all it's serving the purpose of is only shichur. So nonetheless, that's a valid loshen for a shtar shichur. Not only is it good loshen if it's agav deshar nechosai, even if it turns out that it's only serving only for the purpose of shichur. It's not serving for the purpose of shar nechosai at all. Still, the halacha says that that's a valid shtar shichur.
Well, if you had no nechosim,
had no nechosim is also
the shichur. The shichur helps.
Saying nothing.
No, Kol Nechasa, all he owns is the Eved. Okay, so he's pretty good. The Eved, same thing. So Rava holds that that's good. And Epis and the Gemara is chepping on Rava. The Gemara says, oh, this must be Reb Shimon Shita. What did they quote Reb Shimon? That's where we left off last week. Reb Shimon is in disagreement with Reb Meir. Reb Shimon says on the top line on Daf Testament Aleph, Reb Meir says that sometimes if you give a Shtar Shichur and it says, so the Yevid does not go free. Rab Shimon disagrees and says, why should the Yevid not go free? Liolum hu ben Chorin, he does go free. Why should he not go free? The only time he will not go free is if you write, except for 1/10 of 1%, or 1/100 of 1%, and he didn't designate
which one.
So even though the Yevid is worth $500,000, a young Eved, he's 20 years old, he can live another 100 years to go and do a lot of work for years and years and years, and he doesn't have so much other property. So even though it's worth way more than 1/10 of 1% of all of his property, nonetheless, since he didn't state clearly what he's leaving over, so we say maybe that's what he meant, 1/10 of 1%, he meant the Eved Klein. So in that case, Reb Shimon holds not. But in all other cases, Liolam Hu Ben Charon, Nishtar Shechur is good. So Rashi and Tosfos both interpret. So where do you see from Reb Shimon that he holds Pagir and Ibura? Where do you see anything? So Rashi and Tosfos say what it means is the Hemshech, the same as Rava. You wrote a Shtar that says Kol Nechasa K'nin L'chob Matana, and you wrote Chutz. And because of your Chutz, it's going to turn out that he gets nothing except for his Shichur. He doesn't get any other Nechasim. Why not? Why doesn't he get anything else? So Tosfos learns Pshat, the Odon only owns two things. He owns the Yeved and he owns a house. And I say, Kol Nechasa K'nu L'cham Matona, Chutz Mi Ba'yizeh. So that's all he owns, is the Yevid in the house. And he says, Chutz Mi Ba'yizeh, so goes on the Yevid. So that's what Reb Shimon says, he still goes at Ben Chor. Tosfos quotes enough in the Tosefta, that that's what Reb Shimon means. Rashi doesn't quote the Tosefta, so Rashi learned a little differently. Rashi says, if the Yodan writes, Kol Nechasa K'nu L'cham Matona, he has karkos all over the world. In Africa, in Asia, in America, in Eretzel, all over he has. Canada, all over. He writes Kol Nechasa K'nu L'cham Matana Chutz Misode Achas. Chutz Misode Achas. So Rashi says, since you don't know which Sode, so the Yevid gets no Sode. The Yevid gets no Sode. So Kum Techais, Las Techais, that the whole text Kol Nechasa K'nu L'cham Las Techais, it only goes on the Yevid and it's still good. That's the same, that's the Pagina Dibur. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, Aloha L'maisa. That's where we spend time last week. Tosfos holds that Rashi is wrong, Aloha L'maisa. Leaving out the case of the Yevid, I give you a shtar that says Kol Karko Oisak Nim L'chol Matona Chutz Misode Achas, and I don't specify which Sode I'm not giving you. So Rashi says you get nothing, and Tosfos says Hayitachem, why should he get nothing? He gets all of the karkos that I possess. Chutz Misode, which one do I have the right to keep?
Which
the best
one,
I'm Eitz Mechavei Levera, Yad Balashtar Balatachtayna. I have a right to hold on to the best one, whichever I want, I can keep. But I have to have 100 sodas, I have to give you 99 out of 100. I only have a right to keep one, and I give you one. And Rashi holds no, that since it's unclear which one you're not entitled to, so you walk away with nothing. So that was the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. We just, the Achreinim are not sure what did Rashi mean. Does Rashi only say it by Shtar?
Yeah.
Or does he even say it by Kesef? Okay, so Machlekes Achreinim and the whole Rashi is Shver. Tosfos holds not like Rashi. Fine. So that was a detail issue. That's where we left off last week. So the Gemara says, Nachamal, Rava was the one who came up with this idea that Pagina Nibur. So the Gemara, one of the Amoraim says, oh, Rava must hold like Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon holds Pagina Nibur. Reb Shimon says, you have a shtar called Nechasa K'nu L'chom Matona, and it turns out that the shtar is only useful for the Shichrur. It doesn't help for anything else, and still it's good for the Shichrur. Freg the Gemara, how can that be? The Rav is paskening like Reb Shimon, but the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Beg the Gemara on the third line from the top of Daf Tesam and Aleph. How can it be? Omar Rav Yezib Amin Yom Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that even though we have a Tesefta that Reb Yezib praised the sheet of Reb Shimon, he praised, but that's not the Halacha. We don't pass like Reb Shimon, we pass like Reb Meir. So Reb Meir disagrees with Reb Shimon. Lachar, this exactly is the Machlekes. Reb Shimon says, Pagin and Ibura. Liyolam hu ben chayrin, he is yotze lecheris. The Reb Shimon holds pagin and ibur, and Reb Meir does not hold like that. Lecher Reb Meir disagrees, doesn't believe in pagin and ibur. That's the machlokes. The Tanya, we have a brayse kishenemru dvarim lefnei Reb Yosi, when they told Reb Yosi that Reb Shimon disagreed with Reb Meir, about the shtar shichur, where it says kol nechasa k'nim lecha, and he has a chutz, and it turns out that he gets nothing except for his shichur. As Rabbi Shimon says that it's good. So Rabbi Yosi was chapping a spilus from it. Kar all about mikra zeh. He commented on Rabbi Shimon's shita. So same yushak meishid dvar mechachem gevaldik gevaldik. But nonetheless, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is still like Rabbi Meir. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, how can Rav and Paskin pagin and ibur if that's like Rabbi Shimon? And we just said that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Frag the Gemara. What do you mean? Rav Nachman is just quoted now. Rav Nachman says, even though Rabbi Yosi praised Rabbi Shimon, who holds pagin and ibur, we don't hold like that. We hold like Rabbi Meir, the Hainu. What does Rabbi Meir mean? No pagin and ibur. You don't say, frag the Gemara, how can it be? Is that correct? The Rav Nachman holds loy palgin on the bura. That what? That Mishnah in Peya that says kol nachas ekdin lachom matan is a valid lashon for shtar shichur only if he's getting the shichur agav shar nachas. But if he's only going on shichur, losachas and only goes on shichur, then it doesn't work. It's not. It's a lashon for mamonis. It's only good for a shichur if it's agav mamonis. But to be only on the shichur, it's no good. How can it be? Rav Nachman himself said that it is good. V'homer Rav Yosi bar Yomi Rav Nachman have a memory. Shchiv Meira. What's the din of a Shchiv Meira? There are two dinim of a Shchiv Meira. One is a din de Rabbanon, one is a din de Raisa. There's a din of a Shchiv Meira. Divrei Shchiv Meira kiksuvim v'chim sirum domi. Shchiv Meira doesn't mean it's a goysis. Adarabah. Goysis means a person is holding by dying. So that's a shaila later in Gittin, in Kiddushin, the end of Gittin, in Kiddushin. There's a big machlokes in Taisvis. Whether Goysis is considered a badas to make a get or to be makd in a chasim. The Brisa says that a Goysis can take a neder. A Goysis says he's about to die, can take a neder, and he pledges to give money to the duck, and the neder is binding. Yet, maybe enough das for nedorim he has. It's easier to have das for a neder, but to have das for Gitni Kedushan, das for Mekka Chamemka, you can't really prove in the Brisa. So that's a machlekes in Taisus, a big machlekes arishonim. So we're not talking about a ghost. We're talking Shchimera. Shchimera, the simple translation means, the Rambam writes, he's sick in bed, he has a flu, he has a cold, and he has to lay in bed, he can't walk around. He's not dying, he's not holding by dying, but still, that's the halacha. If the Shchimera, the man who's sick in bed, that's the lashon that you write in the lashon of Ishtar Shichur. You write, Kat Kotzir Virami Ba'arsi, when he was sick, laying in bed. That's the whole lashon. When a person is sick, let's say I had the flu, I was laying in bed. So if I will make a declaration, I want to give $100 to Pliny. I want to give $1,000 to Pliny. I want to give all the svarim to Pliny. The garnish. So since when am I makne? But then if I die, if I don't get better and I die, then I say it's a glory milsul afreya that there was a dinder abonon that took effect. That divish chimera accomplishes a kinyan. That's a takana d'abonon. Divish chimera kiksuvin v'chimesurin domi. What does that mean? Let's say I say I want to give you karka and then I die. So karka is nikmid b'shtar. So it's considered as if we had written a shtar and you're kaina. Kiksubin v'chemesurin. You write a shtar, you're not kaina yet. You have to write shtar, hand it over. So it's considered ki'ilu we had written a shtar and handed it over. And if it's metalphalin that I want to give over, ksiva mesira does not. Mesira is how metalphalin helps. Let's say if I would give you the furniture, you would have made a kinyan on it, would have helped. So when the shchibira makes a declaration, I want to give the metalphalin to Pliny, it's considered as if Pliny had been here. And he had been kaina. That's a din midirabbanan. What's the? Write it down.
Yeah, assuming that he says he's very sick and he wants to have. Let's say he wants to give a debt to his wife on
Shabbos. Amira is good enough.
And by gozeis,
there's a shuvah in the Chasam Sefer. There was a ma'aser shaya. A man was a gozeis on the second day Shavuos. And he's going to die, and he had no children. His wife was going to be skukal yovan, and was going to be gahak petzoris. So the brother was amshugan, he wasn't going to give chalitza. So one of the rabbanim in Hungary was matir. He can't ask a goy to write a get. A goy writes a get, there's no good. The get has to be written by a Jew. They had no get. So they asked the sefer to write the get. The rov of Kapaskin, they're permitted to ask the sefer to write a get at the Yantav Sheni Shal Shavuos. Because Yantav Sheni is only the rabbanim, shumigune, you have a right to be mekel. So they wrote the get and they gave the get. So the Chasam Sofer got all angry about that. How can you write a get on Yom Tov Sheni? You're not allowed to, there's no het. So the argument was that Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is easier than every other Yom Tov Sheni. Why is it easier? Because the Rambam claims that why do you ever observe Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golos? Because we don't know. Maybe it's really, we don't know. We're not talking to Sfeika Diyoma. But Shavuos doesn't depend on the day of the month. It's after you finish counting Sfiras HaMidbar. So the Rambam claims that all over the world they already knew, by the time Shavuos came, they already knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. Maybe they knew when Pesach was. Maybe they knew when Shavuos was. So the Rambam asks, why does anybody, any place in the world, ever observe 2 days Yom Tov Shavuos? So the Rambam says it's only a loyplug out of Pesach. It's a loyplug, and he bases it on the Gemara. The Gemara Hashana says it's such a loyplug. So the Chari see from the Rambam that Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is more kal. So Chassam Sofer was all angry, so he writes in his Tshuvas, in his Sefer, he says, no! Because of that reason of the Rambam, you see that Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is more chomer. The Talmidim and Chassam Sofer are not too sure exactly. They have an ish from, they're not too sure exactly why he understood from the Rambam is more chomer. Other rabbis should be more kal. But anyway, we don't allow writing any shtar on Shabbos. You don't allow writing a shtar on Shabbos.
What about Kinyan?
No, a goy can write a shtar for Mishimish Eretz Yisrael. We allow Amil and Nochi on Shabbos.
What about Kinyan with Shlubra?
That's the Gemara, yeah. The Gemara tells a story in the end of Gittin. A man was taka holding by the end, and he wanted to divorce his wife, and the get had already been Gittin. The get had already been written before Shabbos, just that he didn't have an opportunity yet to hand over the get. And then the Gemara tells that he was holding by the end, so they were afraid he was going to die before the end of Shabbos. So you would be permitted, even though normally you're not permitted to be Megarish on Shabbos, that's like an Isa Mekka Chamemka, Ein Mekachin, Dei Megarishim. Mishnah Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav says that Mekka Chamemka is forbidden on Shabbos, to give Matanas, we assume is forbidden, to be Megarish and Isha is forbidden. And to be Megarish, Tosis claims, we don't have it in the Mishnah and the Tosefta, but Tosis quotes at the Tosefta that it says, Ein Megarishim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to give a get. So the Gemara says over here, in this case, when the man is a Shchipera, then we're matir, Mishumiguna, then we're matir to give the get on Shabbos if it's already written there. Then the Gemara says, but the problem was, the Shchipera didn't have the get in his house. The get was somewhere else. Get was somewhere else. So the Gemara says, the husband authorized the wife, the Ruf told the husband, authorize your wife to be koina the house where the get is, with the Kinyan Chazakah. And with the Kinyan Chazakah is kind of the house, and the Melech is kind of the get. So that's the Shaila. How is it kind of the get? So Rashi learns on that Gemara, that's an Ayin Zayin on the base. An Ayin Zayin on the base, the Gemara tells that whole story. That the man was holding by dying.
How can we kind of on Shabbos?
He said, made a special
because Mishum Aguna. Where's that Gemara? I think it's over here.
Aguna also is on the Dollar Pizza.
It used to be here. Where's the Gemara? Don't remember. Somewhere over here, I forgot already. So Rashi learns on that Gemara. Yeah, here's the Tosfos. The second Tosfos talks about that topic. Where's the Gemara? Here it is. Ahushim is about 10 lines from the top. The story about 10 lines from the top of Ayin Zayin on the base. Ahu Shchiv Meira. Once upon a time there was a Shchiv Meira. A man who was sick in bed. The cost of Lagita Ledvisu. A get had been written for the wife. This means the wife. Bahadi Panya the Marli Shabbat. The get was written late on Friday afternoon. The get was written for the wife. Bahadi Panya towards the evening of Marli Shabbat. Erev Shabbos. He just didn't have a chance to hand over the get on Erev Shabbos. Then Lamochar on Shabbos the next day. Takaf Layam. He was holding by the end. Holding by the end, and he realized he has to give the get. So they discussed it with Ravis. The Ravis said, let the Shchiv Meira authorize his wife that she should be kind of the house with the Kinyan Chazakah. And once she kind of the house where the get is, then she'll become his Garesh. How did that work? Just because she's kind of the house, so what does it got to do with the get? The Rashi says it was a Kinyan Agav. That's the Rashi that you're referring to. The Rashi says, if the husband is Machne, the Karka, any Karka, the agav, you don't have to have the metalpum should be sitting on top of the karka. The Gemara says in the first parak in Gedushim, when the Gemara quotes that institution, the Kinyan agav, the Gemara says, we do not require tzivurin. You don't require that it should be piled up. The metalpum should be piled up on the karka. So Rashi holds halacha l'maise. If a man wants to divorce his wife, he can demakn any piece of karka that he owns to his wife anywhere in the world. The wife will make a kinyan. And then he should declare, agav, the karka, I am hereby makna the get to my wife. And that's a valid form of gevushim. End of it. Right. Usually you don't allow kinyonim on Shabbos, but because he's a shchid meira, because he's a shas al chag, mishum miguna, so we allow one to violate that. Like the Ramah has a famous tshuva. Once they used to have chasinus on Friday afternoon in Europe because they couldn't afford to have shleishik all week long, so they only had on Friday night. They used to have all the weddings used to be Friday afternoon, and the chasinus meal was Friday night, and everybody had shleishik, chicken, whatever that, akazai shleishik. So once they had, they were preparing for a wedding on Erev Shabbos, and they started a whole argument about the nadan. How much money they're going to give, how much money they're going to get. They were arguing until it was late at night. It was the middle of the night already, and they didn't shtel a chuppah yet. So the Ramah was there, and he said the girl was a yisayim or something, and he felt there's going to be a busha for the girl. So he was matah to shtel a chuppah on Shabbos. The Ramah has in his tshuva, so he was matah in that case to shtel a chuppah for the girl on Shabbos. A big shas hatchak, so you allow mekachin b'shabbos and kinyan. You allow kinyanim and you allow b'mokah mitzvah, like on a ring. They gave a ring, like we do. Yeah. Like we give a lulav and an eser gematam and aslachzev. Someone else doesn't have, so on the first 2 days of yontiv nishalachem, and the rest the chalmad yiron nishalachem. And the first 2 days of yontiv nishalachem. So we give him matanam and aslachzev. So the Bahag and the Rishonim ask Kakash, are you not permitted to do mekach and memkar on Shabbos and Yontif? So it's an isa to give over a kinyan. So they say, b'mokah mitzvah, you have no choice, b'mokah mitzvah. Here also, mishum iguna, it's also a mokah mitzvah. Not to fashem the girl, she was the yisayim or whatever. He thought the whole shidduch would fall apart. So the Ramah was making. So that's what all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. The Ran over here disagrees with Rashi. How can it be that it's Kinyan Agav? The Chomish says, V'nosam biyodo. Gemara quotes the Pasuk, it says, V'nosam biyodo. Here on Ein Zayin Amid Aleph. You need Kinyan Yad. Then the Brisa says, maybe that's the yad. Only Kinyan that's good is Yad. How do you know chaser is good? So the only two kinyonim that are good are chaser and yad. How does he come off to say that agav is good? Agav is a totally different kinyon. So that's what the Rishonim learn, not like Rashi. They learn that it means it's a kinyon chaser. He was makne, the husband was makne to the wife. The house where the get was located. And then the wife is kind of the get with a kinyon chaser. Not with a kinyon agav. Dafke with a kinyon chaser. All but other kinyonim.
But if the wife is maskim lekabel, the same way she can appoint the aide to be shliach, so she can say the mokam is shliach.
No,
she can say I'm willing to take
the
it.
The wife makes a shliach, and then the shliach has to have a kinyan yad.
I'm willing to accept the get that you're giving me. It's laying in the fourth drawer. I don't have to pull it out now.
No, she can't say that. It says in the Chumash, "V'nas on the yada."
That's not good.
Let's say, if I owe you money, and you're busy davening, and I leave the money on the table, and you shuckle sumit and cup, that's okay. And didi mamon is that's okay. If you say parua, the chayv is parua, it's parua. Whatever satisfies you is good. But by get, it's not whatever she agrees to is okay. It's akzeres hakasim ni davkim and asam liyada. In eli eliyada chatzer minayin tam elam minasam mikamakom chatzim itam yad. So yad is good and chatzer is good. But mehecha teisa the other kinyanim are good. Mehecha teisa the other kinyanim are good. That's the Rashi that you're referring to about agav. Yeah. So getting back again, so if a shchiv meira made a sick in bed and he said he's not dying. So if the shchiv meira says he wants to give a matana to this one, to that one, to the other one, so there's a takana de rabbanon that they were shchiv meira kiksuvim chimsurin don. Why in the world did they make such a takana de rabbanon? So Rashi quotes because we are afraid that maybe shemati torah died to all of him. Maybe so he may be sick and he may be. The psychological attitude of the patient is sometimes crucial to his recovery. So if he thinks he's going to die and he's aggravated about that, that may cause him to die. So he may be aggravated about the fact that he's laying sick in bed now and he wants to tell all of his nechassim. So he may die out of aggravation that the nechassim, that his property is not going to be given to the people whom he wants to give it to. So the Meditakana Rabbana, if you want to die, don't die for these reasons. Don't die over the money. The money is nikne. Whatever you say, the money is taken care of. Die for better reasons. But don't die over aggravation over the money. The money is nikne. So what happens? A person is a shchiv meira, and he machta tzavua, this should go to him, then he gets better. He tells all of his money, and then he gets better. So what do you do? Everything is nikne. So the Gemara says that's halacha. The Shchiv Meira has a right to back you out from everything. That din that the Shchiv Meira has a right to back you out, that's not a din de Rabbah. That's the Gemara has later, that's even by get. Let's say a man is a Shchiv Meira and he gives his wife a get, no strings attached, no conditions. If a man gives a get and he says, Hareze Gitech, Imati Mechoili Zet, it's a Mishnah later. If I die from this sickness, and if not, not, so if he doesn't die, 30%, 20%, gives everything away. So that's a din of Divya Shchimera. Even if he doesn't make a kinyan at all, that's the halacha that made Rabbanon their kinyan. Kiksu the Nechim Suntan. What happens if it gets better? Imam Ad Chayze, he has a right to back out from everything. He doesn't even have to say he's backing out. We assume Imam Ad, when it gets better, we assume he most probably backed out. If he wants to make another Divya Shchimera, if he gets sick again later, he can make another Divya Shchimera. But what happens, the Gemara says, if the man gave his wife a get, when he's a Shchiv Meira, he didn't say any Tanai, and then he gets better. Gita Kimat Nosoi. So the Gemara says, Gita Kimat Nosoi, Mama Kaiser. But what happens, here's one exception to the rule. If the man gave his Ebi Kanani Yashtar Shichrur, when he's a Shchiv Meira, and then he gets better, so one would have thought that it's also like a get Shichrur ala Tanai. And if he gets better, Mama Kaiser came back out. So the Gemara has a memory from Rav Nachman Achidush that it's not so. Even though by the get isha, if the man is a Shchiv Meira, gives his wife a get, no strings attached. But then he recuperates. So we say, Mamat Chayza, the get is batla mevutla. We assume that it was only Allah Tanai that he's not going to back out, and he backed out, so it's all over. Nonetheless, by Ashtar Shichrur, you don't assume like that. We assume that Ashtar Shichrur, once you mishach the Yevid, you cannot back out. Why in the world should that be so? So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, that's what we're up to on Tessamin Alf. Omar Rav Nachman, Shchiv Meira Shekasa Kol Nechasa V'li Abdo, V'Omad. He gave Ishtar Shichur to the Yevid, giving him over everything, his freedom and all of the property. Yes, so the Yevid will become a Yid. If the Ishtar Shichur will be Chal, the Yevid will become freed and he will become a Yid. So Rav Nachman is Mechadish. When he the omad, omad means he gets up and he's walking around.
Yeah, he gets well.
Yochum esalf achutz amashanta. That's the omad. The omad means he got better. He's walking around. So chayze ben achasim, he can back out like every shchiv mirah can back out. Ben achayze be yevid. Why chayze ben achasim? Why mata shchiv mirahu? That's the regular din that a shchiv mirah can back out. Ben achayze be yevid. Why shere yotzal of shem ben chayrin? What kind of an explanation is that? Yotzal of shem ben chayrin. Isn't it assumed that it's ala Tanai? So Tesis has difficulty with that. Why? Why not? Why is Ben Achayz Be'evid? Even if he gives a get to Isha, gives a get to his wife, he assumed that it's ala Tanai.
Because you separate between the
right, that's going to be, yeah, that's the punchline.
On the issue is no Paginim.
Okay, that's the punchline Paginim. We're not up to the Paginim. That's the next step. You're a few steps ahead of us. So take a look in the Taisis. Vein Achayza Be'evin. So in the middle of the Taisis, they say, Vim Taimar, fourth line. Vim Taimar, the first wide line in the Taisis, first very wide line. Came in the stomach of the Dasha Shchimer Alachsa Boyim Yamoid. He shuts up all the time. Shchiv Meira gives a get to his wife and he doesn't say it Tanai. So he shuts up his umdineh that's what he meant. He meant that it's ala Tanai. Amayin achayz be'evid. We should assume that the Shtar Shichur is also given ala Tanai. The Taisa says, Yesh Laima, that's the Takanas Chachamim. The Chachamim have to assess his intention. They have to determine what the people normally have in mind. Hamna Chacham Gizak, that by a matan of mamin, he has in mind. He has a right, he reserves the right to back out. By a get isha, he reserves the right to back out. And by an Eved Kenani, he is not. By an Eved Kenani, he is not.
To get married? No.
No, she has to wait to see if he's going to die. If he dies, then it's a glory milsim prayer that the get was good from the time it was given, not from the time that he died. But by the Shtar Shichur, the Eved can walk out right away. He doesn't have to wait till he dies. Even if the Adon gets better, even if he recuperates,
it's an automatic thing.
We assume, Taisus says, it's a Takanas Chacham. What do you mean a Takanas Chacham? It's Loi Misara Kal Sabel Allah Chachamim to be Kaveya. What is the Umdana? What are people thinking? He asked the person, what do you think? He probably won't know himself what he thought. So he said, whatever the Chachamim say, that's what I had in mind. So the Chachamim said, by Shchiv Meira, by Mamanis, and by Get, he has in mind the Mamat Chayz, he has money, he has the right to back out. And the Gabi Ebed Kenani, isn't it? So now, now we're getting to the punchline. The Gemara.
No,
yeah, but we treat Shichru like Issa v'Hether. Like the Ran said, we treat a Get Isha like Issa v'Hether, even the Gabi the Ksuba. Because the Ksuba goes together, it's treated like one, that's how he explained last week. And the Eved Knani we treat like Issa v'Hether also, even the Gabi the Kinyan Mammon, that it's one. But the Gabi the Shai Nechosim, that's already Mammonous, so that's a separate story. So now comes Rab Nachman's memory. Rab Nachman had gesagt before a memory that even though Rab Yossi praised Rab Shimon is the Tana who holds Pagin and Dibura. Rab Nachman says even though he praised Rab Shimon, but we're not going to pass like Rab Shimon. He passed like Rab Meir. What do you mean pass like Rab Meir? Disagrees with Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds Pagin and Dibura. He holds Loi Pagin and Dibura. Break the Gemara. Mi Omer Rab Nachman Hari. Rab Nachman holds Loi Pagin and Dibura. It's not true. For Omer Rab Nachman, a man writes a shtar shichur for his Eved when he's a shchid meira. And he writes, Azan Nusach, like the Mishnah, and Peya says, Kol Nechosa Kenim Lechob Matone, I give you everything. So what's the aloche? And then Omad, and then the Shchimira gets better. So Rab Nachman says, we split. Legabi, the Kol Nechosim, Legabi, all the other Mominis, and Mamad Chayzer. Like every Shchimira has a right to Mamad Chayzer to back out. Legabi, the Shichur, Eina Chayzer. So let's the Chayzer, what? That the Nusach. Bagin and Dibur, the Nusach, Kol Nechosai. Turns out, what's the bottom line? It's only being used when they get the shichur of the Eved. So you see, Rab Nachman also holds like Rab Shimon Pagin Dibur. So what do you mean, Rab Nachman said, even though Rab Yossi praised Rab Shimon, holds Pagin Dibur, but we don't pass like Rab Meir.
He himself holds like this.
He himself holds Pagin Dibur. Emphati Gemara, yeah, there is a machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Shimon, but they never argued on Pagin Dibur. Just like Rab Shimon believes Pagin and Dibura, Rab Meir believes Pagin and Dibura, Rab Nachman says Pagin and Dibura, Rava holds Pagin and Dibura, everybody holds Pagin and Dibura. Abai, we don't pass like Abai. Abai didn't like Pagin and Dibura, we don't pass like Abai. Everybody holds from the Pagin and Dibura. What is this Pagin and Dibura means that the Lashon Kol Nechosai is a valid Lashon for Shtar Shichur, even though it's only going to be effective on the Cheirus, on the Shichur, it's not going to be effective on the Dinim Ominous. Aye, but Rab Nachman says we pass like Rab Meir in his dispute with Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says they weren't fighting about Pagin and Dibura. Elam Rav Ashi. The Gemara answers Hasam. The reason why Rab Meir disagrees with Rab Shimon, he holds that he's Zaina Yotze Lecheres in a certain case has nothing to do with Loi Pagin and Dibura. Not different reason. Pass my time, Shem Delav Kros Gito, it's a different time. What does that time mean? So Rashi chazes over what he said in the beginning of the Gemara, Chesem and Beis. Rashi over here, and Tesem and Aleph chazes over that what? Rab Meir, Rashi wrote it last week, we started with the Rashi, and everybody was jumping, we don't understand Rashi, so we said, well, Rab Shimon, we said, we would have said, not like Rab Meir, and Rab Yossi disagrees. Now the Gemara says we pass like this Rab Meir. Rab Meir has a strange shita. If I write a lashon to the Yevid, Kol Nechosa Knum Lechob Maton, and I own karkos all over the world, I'm a multi-millionaire. I write Kol Nechosa Knum Lechob Maton, it means that you get Shichrur and you get all the minor chosim. Then I say Chutz, only the automobile. The automobile I want that I can't part with. The Shas, I want the Shas and the Rambam. Everything else you can have. So I'm giving the Yevid everything. So Rab Meir holds Lav Kreis Gita. What do you mean Lav Kreis Gita? In Enochis Lishiura, Rashi says, since he's saying, I give you everything minus something. Once he said minus, so maybe he meant also to leave out the Yevet. So he didn't understand the Hechet Pesach. Why should he said, I give you everything except for the Shas and the Rambam. He didn't say except for you. So Hechet Pesach, why should I say, in Enochis Lishiura, since he's saying everything minus something, I'm leaving something out. So maybe he meant also to leave this a very strange Rashi. So all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Number one, the Svarah Kemenish Fashtein. Why should you say, Midanochis Lucius is leaving one thing out, leaving another thing out. Number two, how does that fit in with the Lashon Lav Kreis Gitohu? Lav Kreis Gitohu sounds like you're working on Gzeres HaKosov, that it says, Rashi explains over here, it says, V'kosov La Sefer Krisus by Get Isha. And you learn that Lala Meisha, that Get Shichur has all the dinim of a Get Isha. So just like there's a din of krisus by a get isha, so too there's a din of krisus, a din of kreis gita by a shtar shichur. It's a special din of krisus, and the Gemara learns that kama v'kama dinim later from the halacha din of krisus v'leka. So that's what it means over here. Lav kreis gita. So the way Rashi learns, what do you mean kreis gita? Is there something unclear in the shtar that it's not absolutely? It's a klovid atog. What do you want? said, I'm giving you everything except for my Shas and my Rambam. So why should you think that he means to leave out the Shichur? We don't understand the Rashi. So that's why Tosis and the Rif learn not like Rashi. Tosis and the Rif learn that it's a special din of Kareis Gita, like the Gemara has later. The Gemara has a few dinim later. Moshal, there's a Gemara, it's a funny din. If you give a get with a string attached, so it's no good. That's the Lashon of Gemara. And then makes a get, and let's say he rolls up the get like a diploma, and he has a string. And he puts the get biyada, or meshicha biyada. Meshicha means a string. Get biyada, meshicha biyada. So the Gemara says if the meshicha, if the string is strong enough, yochel anatko, or lahavio etzlo, he can yank out the get from the woman's hand and get it, retrieve it, even though the get is not in her hand, so the get is not chal. Why?
No,
the Gemara says in Bava Metzia in the first paragraph that it's a special din only by get. The Gemara says Shnai Mochsim Metalis, An Mochim Zeh Noitel, An Mochim Shiyoda Magas, Shnai Mochsim Metalis, Yachloiku. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Yachloiku? Just a minute. Let's say there's a long talis, a long beged. I have 90% of the beged is by me, you have 5% of the beged, and 5% is in between. So the Gemara says 90% is tachas yadi I get, 5% tachas yadi you get. The 5% that's beinenu, that's yachloko. But whatever is tachas yadi I get. So the Gemara says but there's a din get the yadi mshich biyada. What if you can yank? I can't. The Gemara says no, that din get the yadi mshich biyada. It's only a din by get because bin increases v'lecha. It's a special din by get. Doesn't apply anywhere else. Yeah, that halacha. If no strings attached, a special halacha. Daf from this, and here it is. Ayin Chesam Beis. Daf Ayin Chesam Beis, the first wide line in the Gemara. Amar Achizde. Get biyado, or Meshicha biyado. He put the get in her hand and has a string attached. If the string is strong enough, in Yochel Anatko Lahavio Etzlef, he can yank out the whole get with that string. Is any Mugareshis? It's not good. Vim Lav, and if the string is a thread, there's a thread and it's going to rip because the get that. Then it is Megureshes. My time of being increases Veleka. The Gemara says special din increases. The Gemara on the side says Bav Metzia Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Bav Metzia stresses that it's a din that only applies by get, doesn't apply anywhere else. There's a Shvera Rambam. The Rambam applies it to Kinyan Khalif and also a Shvera Rambam. There's Torah, but it's against the Pashup Shad. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara Bav Metzia says that it's a special din, only applies to creases, doesn't apply anywhere else. So that's one of the dinim that you learn out being Nosan. Because we'll have safer creases, that the Maisa Hagerishin has to have creases. There has to be an Asino Gemura. There shouldn't be any strings attached. Then the Gemara has another din of creases. Gemara has another din of creases. Oh, a condition. Let's say he gives a get to the wife on the condition that you don't go to your father's house in the next month, in the next 2 years. He can make any condition he wants. But what if he says Hareza Gitach on the condition that you never ever visit your father's home till the end of your life? Liyoylo. And then the Gemara says that's not a valid tonight because being increases Veleka. Where's that Gemara? Amanoshila, here it is. That's a famous Gemara. Here, Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Kedetanya. It's about 10-15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. And that's quoted in many places. If you look on the left-hand side, it says in Erevin and in Sukkin and Yumin and Kiddushin and the Persepta, in many places this Braisa. On the condition that you never ever drink any wine. You never visit your parents' home. It's not a good get. It's not a good get. Ain't the crease, it's not a good get. But if he says, Amanoshla Tishti Yain Shloshim Yom, Amanoshla Telka the Beisavach Shloshim Yom, I raise a get. I raise a crease, then it is good. So there you learn, you understand that the word creases, being a creases, Christ Gita, is a din in the Chalois HaGerishin, that it has to free her at some time or another. Not a din in the Maisa and the Sina, the other Gemara, by get the other Mashiach of Yodai, that the Sina in the Maisa and the Sina, felt in the Sina. Here there's nothing wrong with the Sina, felt in the Heta. The Heta has to be Matahar. Then the Gemara has also in the Tanakh.
Except Chutz. It says Chutz Miyodim.
Chutz Miyodim. There's also a lack of creases. Also Machlaika Satanai. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a whole Sugya on the next daf. On the next daf somewhere before, if there's somewhere here, that a man. a man writes the Tanai into the get. Usually when you give a get ala Tanai, so the get says Haret Megoresh is Mimeni, and then the Tanai is stated orally. When he's about to give the get, he says, if it snows Haret Megoresh, it doesn't snow Nid. What if the Chacham tells the Sefer to put the Tanai into the get? He tells the Sefer to put the Tanai into the get. So then
here,
b'sofer, yeah.
We only allowed to make so many lines. We have even put
no,
how it could be written now.
There's a special nusach. So what if he? Yeah, but it doesn't pass over the Yevim. Let's say he changes a little bit, it doesn't pass. But if he changes this, if k'sava b'sofer, that's the Gemara pei dalet amid beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. K'sava b'sofer, the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about k'sava b'sofer. So the Gemara says sometimes if you write the Tanai in the get. Before the Torah, after the Torah, all machlokes in the Gemara and a discussion in the Rishonim. So that will pass the whole get. So Taisus says on the first very wide line of Taisus, Bein kan krisus. Here's a din of krisus, the text of the get. You learn out from the word krisus, you need kreis gita, the text of the get has to have krisus, unlike all other shtaris. And the mice and the sina has to be in the form of a krisus, has to be a clear cut nesina, shouldn't be strings attached. And the heter should be creased. If he says chutz mepline, if he says amenash le'atechel be'savach liyolam, so it's a lack of creases. So the pashup shat and getting back again, the pashup shat and argimar, hasam mishum debin the lack creased gituhu. So Rashi is very shver. Where Rashi says minenachas le'shiura, since he's leaving something off, he's making a shiur. So maybe he meant to leave over the yevid also. Shver erayed what Rashi has. So that's why Taisus and Nerif learn differently. How do they learn? The Taisus learns. The Taisus line here is the Taisus on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, the second Taisus on the top, Halachic Reb Meir. On Daf Tes Amid Aleph, Taisus says, what does it mean, Christ Gita? El Mishum Delav, about 8 lines into the Taisus. No Masik, the Gemara comes to the Maskon, about 6 lines into the Taisus. The time of the Reb Meir, La Mishum Delav Pagina Dibur. No, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Rove, everybody, Reb Nachman, everybody holds Pagina Dibur in our Gemara. Elamishim Dalab Kres Gitahu Pirish, what does it mean? The Ains at Krisus, why not? Kemishiye Shir Bidibushu Mishtach Rabbi. The Yama first, Dr. Gizar, Kol Nachasai. And then he said, Veinim is Kaim Kuloi. It's not all fulfilled. He says, Chutz. So if he says, Kol Nachasai Chutz, Feltshon, Sereti Achisor. It's like in any other shtar, it wouldn't be a problem, but it's a special din in the Nusach. In the Nusach of the Get, like that Gemara by Ksava Besoichoi. By that Gemara, if you write the Tanai in the Get, so the Gemara says sometimes it'll pass. So the Nusach of the Get has to be a clear-cut Nusach that has creases to it. So here, if you write Kol Nechosayin, and then you say Chutz, so you're taking away already from the Kerach of the Kol Nechosayin. So Ramey holds that's not good. Reb Shimon holds what's wrong, but it is Christ Gita. Ramey holds no. This is a Chisarin of Christ Gita. That's how Taisus learned. Then they quote Rashi, Pirish. Rashi gives a whole different shot. Since he said he's leaving over the Shas and the Ramam, so maybe he also intended to leave over the Yevet. And Taisus says they don't understand why that should be so. They think that it's wrong. They tell him that it's wrong. The Rif also does not learn like Rashi and Kreis Gita, but the Rif has a third pshat. These are the three pshat among the Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, and the Rif. The Rif learns a third pshat also, a special din in Kreis Gita, special din in Get and Get Shichur. It's based on the Gzeres HaKasuv that it says not Sefer Krisus Kreis Gita, that what? When I give a Shtar Shichur to the Eved Kenayni or a Get Isha, to the wife, I'm giving her the Shtar, I'm giving the Eved Kenayni Shtar, he can keep it, it's all for him or for her. But here when I write, Kol Mechasa Kenim Lechol Chutz Misad Eplaini, so that shtar has a little raya for me that I'm entitled to keep. The word is going to go out that the Eved, I gave the Eved everything, and he's walking off with everything. He's packing everything up and moving to California. Yes. He's taking all the bank accounts, everything. He's moving. But I need that shtar, the Taivasi, because it says chutz from the Shas and the Rambam. Or it says chutz from my house, whatever. So since that shtar has some Haggadah Seidus that's relevant for me, that's important for me, so that's a chisarin in Kreis Gita. Kreis Gita haste, I give the shtar to the other party, to my wife or to the Eved Kenayni, that it's all the shtar is all the taivasam. But if the shtar contains a raya that's relevant for me. That's a lack of krizgis.
There are no strings attached. You can attach all kinds of strings.
That's like strings attached. No, that's something like a string attached. Not a string attached.
Physically.
And the Nesina, physically, a string attached that I need the shtar back.
You can put a limitation.
Yeah, I need the shtar back. I need the shtar that it should remain around. Because it says, hey, this l'tay vasi.
Even though he's holding the Rambam, the shtar, he's not taking with him. So he doesn't need it much. Or the Bethany could make another star thing.
They could. So the real one, that's the shot.
The whole get is not good because of
that. Yeah, yeah. That's a chisan and a krizgit. Okay. This is the Gemara. Fine. This is the Gemara. Shine. Okay, we made a siyum on one Mishnah. We learned one Mishnah in Gittur. Very interesting Gemara. So we learned one Mishnah. Okay, the next Tikla Gemara, we know it already, so we can go to the second Mishnah. We can learn the second Mishnah we learned already. Now it's going to go easier. Maybe get from Dinas Hayam. This we already discussed a few times. Shliach. This goes. A Shliach brings a get from Chutzalar to Eretz Yisrael. So he's supposed to say, before he delivers the get. The Chacham forgot to say, and he gave it already. He gave the get already. So say, after he gave the get, say, Tefkidei Dibur, or say, called Mansha Sukum Bosa Winyan, Taisus was Mesupin Halon. What happens was any something happens and he's unable to say b'fananechta. So what's the halach is if you don't say b'fananechta, the get came from Kutzla. If you don't say b'fananechta, it's no good. That's the requirement. And they're upon it. You have to say b'fananechta. And yesh olav edim, if there are witnesses who can be mekayim the chasimus, is good. He's kaim chasamav. But if there are no witnesses, if there are no eide chasim on the bottom, or if there are eide chasim and it's impossible to be mekayim the chasimus. The Tegnish, or the woman, is not permitted to remarry based on this gift. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, what does the word mean? My Eni Yocholoymar. What does it mean? The Shliach delivered the get. On Eni Yocholoymar, he's unable, he's not in a position to say B'fananechta, B'fananechta. What does that mean?
What happened to him?
So Taisa said before we had it on Daf Hey Yom and Aleph, Taisa said maybe it means he just wasn't there when the get was written. So Taisa says, no, it doesn't fit into the words. Eni Yocholoymar sounds like. Sounds like something just came up. Sounds like something came up now. So the Gemara wants to know, what do the words mean? If he should say that the Pirush Hamilas is that he's a Cheresh, the man was always a Cheresh. He can't speak. A Cheresh means Ein Shemev, Ein Medav. He can't speak. Frag the Gemara, say, how can he appoint a Cheresh to be the Shliach by Lachas Aged? A Cheresh out of the Kotna is a Lab Bardas. He cannot serve as a Shliach by Lachas Aged. Cheresh Barasui, Gitahu. Is a Cheresh kosher? Is he right to serve as the Shliach Lailochas Haget? For Tanan, we have the Mishnah that says in the end of the second parak, Hakol Shem Lahavis Haget, man, a woman, a relative, Chutz Mecheresh Shaitu V'Kotten. A Cheresh Shaitu V'Kotten, La B'nei Das, they cannot serve as the Shliach. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, this we had already, Hocham Askinu, what's the Pshat Konshin, the son of the Kishur Pikea? He gave the get, but he was normal, he was talking. He said, the Baal appointed me a Shliach, and he's the Shtar HaShoah. And then the Chacham, instead of saying first before an echtav and then giving the get, he gives the get first. No, so b'diyeved nishgefelach, he gave the get, so say quickly, say tukad edib b'fanah. And then he was nischareish, after, it's a funny case, he was so that's why it's eni achaloymar. So if he can't say before an echtav, so the get, well, she's only allowed to remarry, if there are signatures, and he'll make a kiyum. But if you won't be able to make a kiyum, take this.
What about the fact that that's the key in the shvah? I mean, that doesn't take care of that.
Kiyum.
And there's two reasons why you need to find that for find that.
Yeah. I mean, if you make kiyum, why is that sufficient? No. They'll just authenticate.
Yeah, that they signed it.
The Gemara said like that. The Gemara says, Lach HaShalom Du'ais, Lach HaShalom, so what he needed for the Chlal.
We take for granted.
The Gemara worked through the whole cheshbon.
See, it's not like a mirror. Let's say, if he can't say, but he could write it.
Yeah.
He could write it. I can write it.
Yeah. That's
pretty good.
I mean, what's wrong? Yeah. It would be okay. Nischarish means that he was such a shock.
That he can't.
He really does not. Lopikeh.
He lost his sense. Yeah. He had a stroke or something. He lost his character function. Yeah. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues that this halacha, the first Mishnah that we learned, that by get isha, the shliach lailacha says b'fananechta, is a din echod gitei noshin ve'echod shechuri avodim shavu l'mboilechu l'meibi. The din is the same by gedishon by shtashichur that the shlich loylocha says before I nechtav. It's really a kulda hastis. It's really a kulda because normally if a person comes with a shtar sheni mekuyam, bezmo say tainina. Shaloi befano. The yodin is not here. If the yodin is here, he can scream himself mizuyim. Ratech, the yodin is not here. So if the balabas is not here and I have a shtar, I want to take away all of his properties, the bezmo say tainina. They'll tain on behalf of the yodin that it's mizuyim and they'll insist on a kiyam. But here it's a special kulda mishumiguna because it's the heta, whatever the hezba was. So by Kitin Noshim Shechri Avonim, we're not going to Tani Mizuyah, but instead of Tani Mizuyah, we require a statement b'fana nechta. So the Mishnah concludes, V'zu achas min adrochim sheshov Kitin Noshim l'shechri Avonim. This is one of the dinim where the Hachamim have equated, this is one of the several dinim. V'zu achas min adrochim, this is one of the several halachas where we have an equation between Kitin Noshim and Shechri Avonim. How many dinim are there where we equate Gitei Noshim Shechri Avonim? So the Gemara says, "Amachleik es Hatanaim." Is it three or is it four? That's the bottom Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa that picks up on the Mishnah. Mishnah says this is one of the several dinim where they're equated. That in both of them you don't say Taininan. Both of them you don't say Taininan for whatever reason. Taisa's reason, the Ran's reason. But you require that the Shlech Lalocha should say before an Echtav, and that's a substitute for the Kiyum. So how many other dinim are there? So the price has a machlokes. The first Tana says b'shloshu drachim shavugin noshim shochri avodim. There are three dinim where they're the same, and then Rab Meir holds that there's a fourth din. So what are the three? Shavu, they have an equation between the get isha and the shtar shechur l'malach and maybe. That's what we just said. If you bring a get from Putzal Haaretz, so you have to say b'fon an echtam b'fon an echtam, and you don't need a kiyum with two edim. We're makel.
Yeah, that's what we learned.
If a shliach lalocha brings it,
yeah.
If a shliach lalocha, if the eved has the shtar shichur and he claims that the yodin gave it to him in person, or he claims that a shliach lalocha gave it to him and he said before an echdav, and now I have it, so it's good the way it is. The eved holds on to the shtar shichur, so we don't say tainina. That's what he said. Whoever shevi is gitoi, so you don't say tainina. But when you have a shliach lalocha who's interested in giving over. Because you need lishmo there too, and you need him in tzuyim l'kaima too. The two reasons, whatever the reason is, by the get isha, the same din by the shtar shechur.
Yeah.
If I find a
that has his name on it,
and
I want to
use
it for the get
shechur, I can't use it. Yeah, that's right. Even applies to benegir to the dinim of the rabbanon. That's what the Gemara brings out the idea. We're talking about dinim of the rabbanon here.
If we learn that this from Zer Shoga, La La, then why do we question David Gafin and Ishto and David Kanani and the Hefkes?
The Rishon goes on Dinim Deraisa. This is only Dinim Derabanan. Something like yes, Exer Sheva. Since on the level of the Raisa we equate them, and again that they both need Lishma, and again that they both cannot be written on Mechupah, and again to several other dinim. So then again to the Takana Zerabbanan also we equate them. But it has to be with a Chesed, it has to be with a Seichel. Yeah, King the Raisa. But if this is Mishumi Guna, so what's the Shaykh is to Shkai Shifra? No. Kershaw goes on Dinah Daraisa. This is only Dinah Darabonah. Something like a Kershaw. Since on the level of Daraisa we equate them, and again that they both need Lishma, and again that they both cannot be written on Mechubim, and again to several other Dinim. So when you get to the Takana Drabon, also we equate them. But it has to be with a Chesmer, it has to be with a Seichel. Yeah, King Deras. But if this is Mishum Iguna, so what's the Shaykhis to Shkai Shifu? No, the Xerushal Deras doesn't really apply to the Dinim Drabon. Something like Xerushal. It's like the King Deras Tikkun. Call the Tikkun Abon and King Deras Tikkun. They patterned it along the lines of the Deras. So the Mishnah says that this Din of Afan and Echtam, is one of the several dinim achas min adrachim. This is one of the several halachas where there is an equation between a shtar shichra and a get isha. And one wants to know what are the other cases. So it's either three or four dinim derabon. So the Tanakhama says three. B'shlosh adrachim, there are three dinim where they're equated. Shav gedan shel charabon. Number one, shav the malach and the maybe. That's a repeat in the Mishnah. Malach and maybe. You have to say before and after. Next is a complicated din. I'm going to have to discuss the whole get sheyesh olaf eight kusim. The kusim, we always have a problem with the kusim. The kusim were descendants of the original kusim whose history is recorded in Sefer Malachim, that they were goyim who were brought to Eretz Israel from the city Kusa, a city in Chutzlot, it's goyim gemura. And then they were continuing to worship Avodah Zarah in Eretz Israel like they did in Altahein, in Chutzlot. And then the lions came. Where are lions? The lions came from Asia. There are no lions in Asia. Lions appeared, and they were attacking them. So they understood on their own they have to convert to become Jews. They understood the Rabbanu Shlomo is Elokei Haaretz, and they have to convert. So they converted to become Jewish, but they never had a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah. It was a Gir Shaloi Kalocha. Gir Shaloi Kalocha. There was a Geirus without a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. But the lions didn't know whether the Geirus was valid or not. The lions didn't know. Reform Rabbi, Orthodox Rabbi, enough to mean it, convert. So the lions stopped attacking them. So the lions were satisfied. But there was no Kabbalah on Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Goyim Gemurim. The Geirus is nothing. If the Geirus without a Kabbalah on Mitzvah is nothing. That's the opinion in the Gemara, the Kusim Ageri Aroyas. They were only Megayer for the lions. They never were, Esalahem Hayu Ovdim. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Goyim Gemurim. This Gemara is working on the assumption, the way we paskin, that it's not so. That we paskin that the Kusim were Geirianus, that the Geiris was valid. How could the Geiris be valid if they continued to worship Avodah Zarah? So Taisus says in a few places, Taisus says in Yevamis, and Afkhov Dalit, I think, and in Sukkah and Afches, that later, in some later generation, 50 years later, they converted a second time. So the other Tana says, we have no record of this. There's no historical record that they ever converted again. And this Tana says, no, we have no historical record, but from the fact that they keep a lot of mitzvahs, the kusim kept matzah, morah, they kept, they brought korbanos, that they observed a lot of the dinim in the Torah, a lot of the Yiddish dinim, not just the shevet mitzvahs v'nina. So it must be that they converted a second time, because based on the way it's described in Tanakh, they didn't keep anything. They didn't keep anything. They just went through a superficial act of conversion. They didn't keep any of the dinim in the Torah. So it must be, that's how we assume, that later in history, 100 years later, 50 years later, they must have converted a second time. And they're Gary Emerson. Then later, in the days of Rab Meir, the Gemara says, tells the story in the first Pesach Chulin, they found that they investigated these kusim. They saw that the segment of the kusim were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and they declared that they all have the dinim of goyim, and you should stay away, you shouldn't intermarry them. They declared that the kusim have the status like a goyim.
Did the lions actually stop attacking them yesterday? Said,
No, right from the lion. That's like Reb Lezer had the machlekes with Reb Yeshua. He says, right, like Reb Lezer. That's what he says. Reb Lezer had all of his machlekes with Reb Yeshua. So he said, let the trees show that I'm right. So the trees started to fall. Reb Yeshua said, what do you, don't get involved. So the trees started to fall. They stopped in the middle. They remained. Then he said, let the river show. So the river started to go backwards. So then Rabbi Shua got angry. What's the river getting involved? Then he said, let the walls of the base medrash show that I'm right. So they started to lean. So Rabbi Shua screamed at the walls, what are you getting involved in Amach Lekas for? Then he said, let the heavens show that I'm right. So the Basco came out. So Rabbi Yeshua said again, don't get involved. What? It's a, we're paskening the Shaila. The Rabbani Shalom shouldn't get involved. The Malach Mashiach, we're paskening, we don't pasken like Rabbi Lezer. So the lions can't, the fact that the lions didn't attack them doesn't mean anything. The Allah apostatizes what Allah is. We don't listen to the mobs.
Right.
So the kusim were always a problem. We assume Allah that the kusim were, originally they were going gemurim. And then we assume historically at some time they converted a second time, they were they had this status like Jews. And even though the Gemara always records that they were not 100%. They only kept the Torah Shebichsav, they never kept the Torah Shebichsav. So there was always something very fishy over there. Nonetheless, for generations, we are assuming that they were Geri Emes, that they had the status of Jews who are Avar Yonim, that they're in violation of the Torah Shebichsav. Until the days of Rab Meir, that they saw they're worshiping Avodah Zarah, so that was it, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so they said, no more. We're going to treat them like going gemara. So now the Gemara talks before that time, before they declared them. This Brisa was an older Brisa, before the period of Rab Meir, where Rab Meir was going to that they have the din kaka, have a din like an akum. So if a pussy signs a get, it's like a goy sign. A goy signing a get is going to be the next din that the Brisa mentions. And now we're talking nishkin goy, but a kusi. So what's the din of the kusim son? So the kusim were avar yonim. They didn't follow the Torah Shabbat. So they violated a lot of dinim. So the din is that a rasha is posulatus. Let's say they were mechal shabbos. They were in violation of many of the dinim of the Torah Shabbat. So they were posulatus mitam rasha. So the Brisa says, nonetheless, if you have kol get, any shtar, sheyesh olavei kusi, if one of the eidim is a kusi and the other eid is a kosher eid, so any other shtar mechir is komet. Any other star in the world, any other document, but one of the Adam is a Kusi, so the Kusi is a Russia. So we cannot accept this testimony, with the exception of these two. That what? The Gemara is going to explain later. There's a special din with the Rabbanon. And any other star, I can drop a star, I can ask you, sign a star that I owe him $1,000. So you'll sign, you don't know who the other witness is going to be. And I'll go to you a day later. I'll ask you to sign. You don't even have to know who he is. You don't know who he is. He doesn't know who you are. The Adam can sign Zesh Aloy B'Tnezeh. There's a special Takana de Rabbanon only by Get Ishan, by Shtashich Rebbe Knaini. Adam Chasmel is B'Tnezeh. The two Adam have to sign, one in the presence of the other. So we're talking over here about a case that one of the Adam is a Kus and the other Adam is a Frumayid. He's a normal religious Jew. So we assume that the religious Jew would never have signed unless this kusim. Most of the kusim didn't follow Torah Shabbat, but some of them learned in yeshivas, and some of them did. Some of them were regular. They followed the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, whatever. They followed normal dinim. So from the fact that you have two people signed on the shtar, one is a normal Jew, and he knows who the other eight was a kusi. So obviously, he has a kusi last name. He has a kusi first name. So obviously, he's a kusi. So if I signed with him, why would I sign if the other guy's apostle? So that itself is Oichacha. Mr. Tami, he's from the Fruma Kusim. There was a Miru Tamotzi who were Frum.
Does it make a difference if I sign first or last?
The Gemara is going to talk about it, first or last. I don't think it makes a difference. You have to take a look in the Gemara. The Gemara is only first. Yeah. So I have to take a look. So it's going to be on the next up. So the Gemara says that's a special din that only applies by these two cases, by Get Isha and by Shtar Shichur Rebbe Knaini. And then the third din, okay, we're going to have to go through the three, they're going to be three or four dinim. Well, Gitei Noshim are the same Shichuri Avodah. This is Taka Halacha L'maisa. This din, the next line in the Gemara brings a lot of Dinei Torah in America. About when you apply dinim to Malchus and when not, when all the parties involved are Jewish. The Moichar and the Lekech are both Jewish, Rashi says. They're both Jewish and they're making a kinyan according to the Din of the Malchusim. So Rashi learns in this Gemara, we're going to have to discuss it. Rashi learns that it's good. We'll have to talk about it.
If one Eidus wouldn't sign without the other one, then why is it not good by any such as your star?
All other stories, I can have separate Eidus. You can sign
if I get.
Yeah, they don't have to sign together. Special din only, this din with the Rabban and the special din only by Kedisha. So the Mela is good. Yeah. We'll have to discuss it some more.
Next week, you're giving Shuas or continue?
No. Let's people learn Gittin. We'll continue Gittin. In the end, the Chumash Bechol Kaisai. In the end, the Chumash Vayikra, towards the very end, there's a Pasuk Af. In Shvi, Pasuk Chavtes. Kolchem Ashiyocha Min Ha'odim Lo Yipode Mos Yumas. A very difficult Pasuk. How do you translate Pshutu Shal Mikra? So the Ramban has a whole sefer, a whole Kuntri Sacherim, where he interprets. He has an Achumish and he has an Kuntri Sachem. He interprets what he considers Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, that if the Melech or the Bezin decides to make a Cherem, no one is allowed to eat today, like Shaul was at war with the enemy. So he made a Cherem, no one is allowed to eat, and then Yonason with the Nare, so they were going to kill him. They were going to kill him until they decided they ate the Shagik, so they're not going to kill him. So where does that come from, that the Melech or the Bezin have a right to kill someone? He didn't violate anything that it's written in the Torah. So the Ramban thinks that that's what this pasuk is talking about. The Cherem is a din deras. Cherem Ashiyach Aminu Adam Lo Yipada. You're not allowed to. You should give a pidyon nefesh. You should give money instead. No, most Yumas, if the Bezin or the Melech want to kill him, so they have a right to kill him for violating whatever Hirashua they wanted to institute. That's how the Ramban thinks the Pshuto Shel Mikra is. The Gemara never discusses the Pshuto Shel Mikra in this pasuk. The Gemara only gives you a drasha. So what is a drasha? Rashi quotes a drasha. Rashi very often, Achumish, leaves out the Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's what the Rashbam writes, that he once painted, Rashbam and Bereshis writes, he painted it with his grandfather Rashi. Why don't you write Pshuto Shel Mikra? Why do you write all the time drasha? So he says his grandfather was masking, if he would have a little more time, he would have written the Pshuto Shel Mikra. He didn't. He wasn't
the Medrash better than the Pshuto.
Huh?
He remembered the Medrash better.
Yeah. So here also on this pasuk, Rashi doesn't give any Pshuto. Rashi only gives the Drasha. The additional level of interpretation, the Pshuto does not read like this. So Rashi says, the Gemara interprets in Erech and Hayotze Lehareg, the two dinim in the Parsha. I want to take an edit to the Beis Hamikdash. So I say, I promise to give the Beis Hamikdash $1,000. I have to give $1,000. What if I say, I promise to give the Beis Hamikdash your value? So we have to shut you up. How old are you? How healthy are you? How much? What's your earning power? How much are you worth? If we were to sell you as an eved, anim kebashuk, how much would you be worth? That's how much I have to give. That's if I say domo alai. What if I say erko alai? So then you don't shut up whether he's how. You don't shut up whether he's worth a lot or a little. Get to the shliach after nigmadina, and we don't know. And it takes a few days, a few weeks till he comes to deliver it again. So we don't know if the husband is alive or dead. So the Gemara says, Mistama, he's dead. Nigmadinam, Ebez Nishalak, Mistama, they killed him already. But where does it say in the Gemara that he has the Chal Hashem of a Gavrik Pila? Doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. It's just making umdenes. Do you think he's alive or is he dead or is a suffix alive or dead? It doesn't say anything. This sugya doesn't, this sugya in Gittin doesn't say a word about the Gavrik Pila. The sugya in Erechim talks about Gavrik Pila. It doesn't say here, that's the Machloike Sachrein. So let me just close. The last few years, we have a representative from Kiryat Malachi come to raise money for the Lu Olim from Russia, who moved to Lubavitcher and others from Russia.